Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves continuation of integrated PM Asha scheme during 15th Finance Commission cycle up to 2025-26. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launches Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme to strengthen MSME sector. India's exports rise 7.21%, reaching around $683 billion between April 2024 and January 2025. Amir of Qatar Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani arrives in New Delhi on a two-day state visit to India. Top Russian and American officials to hold talks in Saudi Arabia tomorrow on ending Ukraine war. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals were 136 for 9 in 18.4 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Vadodara a short while ago. And now the news in detail. The government has approved the continuation of the Integrated Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aay Sanrakshan Abhiyan or PM Asha scheme during the 15th Finance Commission cycle up to 2025-26. With this decision, the government has also allowed the procurement of Tur, Urad and Masoor pulses under price support scheme equivalent to 100% of the production of the state for the procurement year 2024-25. It will help in farmers' contribution to enhancement of domestic production of pulses and to reduce the dependence on imports. A report.
Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has also approved the procurement of Tur pulse in Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Haryana, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Telangana and Uttar Pradesh under price support scheme for the Kharif 2024-2025 season for a total quantity consolidating to 13.22 lakh metric tons. The ministry informed that the procurement has already started in Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Maharashtra and Telangana and a total quantity of 0.15 lakh metric tons of Tur pulse has been procured in these states till 15th of this month, benefiting over 12,000 farmers. With Raisuddin, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises or MSMEs. The scheme will facilitate loans up to 100 crore rupees to MSMEs for purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. Later, addressing the media in Mumbai, the Finance Minister said several steps have been taken in the last three budgets focused on improving MSMEs.
Last three budgets have been doing various things to improve the business environment for MSMEs. So by widening the definition, we are giving them a chance to grow without losing the benefits that they get as a MSME. And also this time we have given a government guaranteed loan up to 100 crores, 60% of which will be guaranteed. There are immense lot of steps taken over the last few years, but this year, particularly the extent to which government guarantee also goes to strengthen it will make a big difference to MSMEs.
The minister highlighted that India now has an environment where investments are yielding good returns. Ms. Sitharaman added that the government has supported the defence manufacturing sector through favourable policies. This has resulted in India's defence exports surging to over 24,000 crore rupees, and Maharashtra is developing as a hub for defence manufacturing. India's total exports during April to January 2024-25 logged a growth of 7.21% as compared to the same period in the last fiscal. On the other hand, total imports during April to January in current fiscal registered a growth of 8.96%. As per the Ministry of Commerce and Industries data released today, total exports during the reported period is estimated at around $683 billion, while imports estimated around $770 billion. As per the data, merchandise exports during April to January in current fiscal were at around $359 billion, while merchandise imports for the same period were at around $602 billion. Merchandise trade deficit during this period was at around $243 billion. India's smartphone exports surged by 140% in January compared to the same month last year, reaching a record 25,000 crore rupees. This remarkable growth was driven by tech giants Apple and Samsung, who ramped up overseas shipments from their Indian supply chains. From April to January of the current financial year, total smartphone exports have touched 1.55 lakh crore rupees, representing a 56% increase over the corresponding figure of 99,120 crore rupees in the same period last year. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that two new features have been added under the National Education Policy that will not only shape job seekers but also job creators. The minister was addressing the 126th Founders Day of Delhi University's Hindu College in New Delhi.
हमारी नौजवानों को हमारी बच्चों को रोजगार चाहिए इकोनॉमिक एम्पावरमेंट चाहिए डिसेंट लिविंग चाहिए इसलिए एनईपी ने दो फीचर इस बार डाला है हमें इस प्रकार की एक शिक्षा व्यवस्था खड़ी करनी है जिसमें लोग जॉब सीकर बनेंगे ही बनेंगे लेकिन जॉब क्रिएटर भी बनेंगे जॉब क्रिएटर होने के लिए एंटरप्रेन्योर होना पड़ेगा सिर्फ टीचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट समाधान नहीं है रिसर्च भी आवश्यकता है और हमारी देश में रिसर्च की कोई कमी भी नहीं है टीचिंग रिसर्च के साथ हमें इनोवेशन भी चाहिए और मैं कॉन्फिडेंट हूँ हिंदू कॉलेज की हर एक विद्यार्थी आने वाले दिनों में हमारी इकोनॉमी में जॉब क्रिएटर बनेगा ये मैं उसकी झलक आज दिख के जा रहा हूँ
Mr. Pradhan further said that a separate foundation will be laid to foster research across the country. He added that the government envisions the creation of an Anusandhan National Research Foundation and an interest-free loan of 1 lakh crore rupees is available for Indian industry. BJP's Legislative Party meeting is expected to be held in New Delhi on the 19th of this month. All the newly elected BJP MLAs, along with senior party leaders, will participate in the meeting. According to party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting, and the swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on the 20th of this month at Ram Leela Maidan in New Delhi. A meeting of Delhi BJP leaders was also held in New Delhi today. BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawale and Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva and other party leaders attended the meeting. This is Akash Vani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a two-day official visit. He was accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani at the airport. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar also held bilateral talks with Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani in New Delhi. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. During his visit, the Emir will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. The Emir will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, covering various aspects of the bilateral relations. India and Qatar have deep-rooted historical ties of friendship, trust and mutual respect. Senior American and Russian officials, including the country's top diplomats, will hold talks in Saudi Arabia tomorrow on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. The talks mark another step by the Trump administration to reverse U.S. policy on isolating Russia. The Kremlin today said that it would be the most significant meeting between the sides since Moscow's military operation in Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Foreign Affairs Advisor Yuri Ushakov will fly to Saudi capital Riyadh tonight. U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet the Russian delegation. Ukraine will not participate. The moves have sent Kyiv and key allies scrambling to ensure a seat at the table, and France called an emergency meeting of European Union countries and the UK tonight. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today said that his country won't take part in US-Russia talks this week on ending the war and won't accept the outcome of the talks if Ukraine doesn't take part. Speaking to journalists, Mr. Zelensky said that his government had not been invited in tomorrow's planned talks in Saudi Arabia. The railways will set up permanent holding areas at 60 railway stations across the country to manage crowds. Sources in the ministry said the decision has been taken to manage heavy crowds during the peak season. Talking to media, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, said the railways will also use advanced technology to monitor the crowds. He said a special campaign will be launched at all Delhi railway stations to monitor the facilities and smooth flow of the passengers.
इस दुखद हादसे के बाद हम लोगों ने नई दिल्ली रेलवे स्टेशन पर प्रबंधन के तरीके में थोड़ा बदलाव किया है. जैसे जो प्लेटफार्म टिकट हैं, उनकी बिक्री पीक ट्रैफिक आवर्स में एक हफ्ते के लिए बंद की गई है. पीक ट्रैफिक आवर होता है शाम 4 बजे से रात 11 बजे तक का. लेकिन यदि कोई अपने घर के दिव्यांगजनों या वृद्धजनों को स्टेशन पर छोड़ने ट्रेन पर बैठाने आ रहा है उसे प्लेटफार्म टिकट मिलता रहेगा. दूसरा वल्नरेबल लोकेशन का विजिल और बेहतर तरीके से कर रहे हैं. इसके अलावा जब कभी इस तरह का सर्ज आएगा उस दौरान रेगुलेटेड एंट्री एनफोर्स करेंगे और कई हम डिफरेंट जगहों पे एरिना का विकास कर रहे हैं ताकि लोगों को वहां पे होल्ड कर सकें.
एंड नाउ न्यूज फ्रॉम द महाकुंभ इन प्रयागराज. The grand event continues to draw a huge number of devotees, with over 1 crore 23 lakh people taking the holy dip in Triveni Sangam till 6 this evening. So far, 54 crore 19 lakh devotees have taken the sacred bath in Sangam. Amongst the unique programs at the Mahakumbh Fair area, the Indian Railways held an exhibition to offer visitors a glimpse into the railway's heritage and future advancements. The exhibition features models of Chenab and Pamban bridges, while also educating the public about the next generation trains like Namo Bharat, Amrit Bharat and Vande Bharat sleeper trains. We have a report.
The exhibition highlights the historical contribution of Indian Railways in wars and other significant national events. Its role during the 1965, 1971 and Kargil wars emphasizes its critical contribution in times of national need. Beyond transportation, it features the role of Indian Railways in the development vision through a double-engine government. To facilitate pilgrims during Mahakumbh, Indian Railways has set up temporary ticket counters, inquiry rooms with electronic display boards and multilingual announcement systems, all of which are prominently featured in the exhibition. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
In business news, the benchmark domestic equity indices today snapped their 8-day losing streak to end with marginal gains. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 58 points to close at 75,997. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 30 points to settle at 22,959. In sports news, in the Women's Premier League, Delhi Capitals have set a target of 142 runs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. Delhi Capitals scored 141 runs, losing all wickets in the stipulated 19.3 overs. Top scorer Jemima Rodrigues made 34 runs. Earlier, RCB won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves continuation of integrated PM Asha scheme during 15th Finance Commission cycle up to 2025-26. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launches mutual credit guarantee scheme to strengthen MSME sector. India's exports rise 7.21%, reaching around $683 billion between April 2024 and January 2025. Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani, arrives in New Delhi on a two-day state visit to India. Top Russian and American officials to hold talks in Saudi Arabia tomorrow and ending the Ukraine war. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals set a target of 142 runs before Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Vadodara. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.